Chapter 1 of 11. Ramping up to full spectrum thinking. More clarity, less certainty. Soft drink cans, half of them still bound together with plastic collars, were scattered across a coffee table in the small family room when we arrived in the early afternoon to visit Peter Drucker in his 95th year, about a year before he died in 2005. We were there to talk with the famous management guru about the future of work and the human resources function. I walked into that room with A.G. Lafley, then the CEO of Procter & Gamble, Dick Antoine, P&G's head of human resources, and Craig Wynette, a visionary P&G leader. I felt fortunate to have been invited and was impressed by the fact that the CEO of one of the world's best companies had flown across the country in his corporate jet to spend the afternoon with this remarkable 94-year-old. We were told in advance that we would be meeting in a simple setting with no staff support, but Peter Drucker welcomed us warmly to his modest ranch-style house in Claremont, California, just a short walk from the Drucker School of Management at Claremont Graduate University. Peter Drucker was slow in body by that time in his life, but still very active in mind. My brief time with him was mind-